Well, as my friend here says, good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, no matter where you're at. My name is Philip.
This is Arthur.
Welcome to
Outside the Church Walls.
Man, it is episode 3. We're so glad you're joining us. And today, Arthur, we're talking about intimacy.
Ooh, the I word.
It's a little, you know, like intimacy. I'm in a pink wall, actually wearing a pink shirt.
Love it.
You know, we want to talk about what is intimacy? How would you define intimacy, Arthur?
I would define intimacy as closeness.
Closeness, okay.
I would define intimacy as closeness, a close relationship with either someone, something. That's how I would define it.
Something. Okay.
Yeah. Well, some people are very intimate with their work.
I got
They're passionate about their work. So that's why I would say
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I think, and why are we talking about intimacy with Jesus and the Christian life? How do those two play together? Because that sounds, as two guys talking about intimacy, it's kind of like, whoa, where are we going here? But we want to talk about intimacy with Christ because Christ actually wants us to be intimate with him.
Yeah. It's that one-on-one relationship with God that you probably can't get just on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's going to be beyond the Sunday. So it's going to be Monday through Saturday. So think about it.
And Sunday.
And Sunday, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
But think about it this way. I mean, I'm not married, so I'm probably the last person to be able to talk about marriage. But hear me out for a second. If you were married and you only hung out with your spouse once a week, I wonder how great that marriage would go. I would wonder, like, what other areas of your life are you inviting your spouse into that you're not allowing to have a fruitful relationship?
Yeah, we can say that not even just with marriage. We can say that with any relationship in our life. You think about friendships. You think about maybe someone you've dated. You think about someone you work with. If you're only connecting one time a week, more than likely you have very shallow, if we go back to week one, ankle-deep a relationship.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's all about how often, but it's not only how often. It's also about how honest and real you get.
Yeah, right, the whole vulnerability behind your relationship.
Yeah.
And you can't gain that vulnerability in 30 minutes or an hour in a day, sometimes on once a week. So you have to really seek out God. And one of the verses that really comes to mind when I'm thinking about seeking out God is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, that says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you." So
seek second, seek third, seek fourth. Isn't that what it said?
Seek second. What do you mean?
It said seek second the kingdom of God. Seek third the kingdom of God. No, what did it say, Arthur? It said
seek first.
Seek first.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I threw you for a loop there.
You threw me for a loop there. I was like, did I say seek second?
Seek first the kingdom of God.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. But you're right, Philip. A lot of us, what it looks like is we are seeking him second or seeking him third. We might have that God first in our Instagram bio, but I don't think that's enough, right?
Yeah.
Hey, and for anybody who does have that in their bio, you're not alone because I do too. And that's totally cool, man.
Yeah, but you're right. We love to have the Instagram profile, the social media platform where it's like God first, family second, all the other things. And you're like, we look at our priorities of our life.
Yeah.
Often it's that God is third, fourth. Fifth. It's way down there.
Yeah.
In our hearts, he's number one, but in our lives, he's number seven.
Right.
And it's like we look at our life, and so that's not what Christ wants. You know, I think you shared Matthew 6:33. I think of John 10 when Jesus is speaking about the disciples, and he says, "My sheep know my voice." It goes back to the intimacy factor.
Yeah.
The reason why you know you're into your friendship, your relationship, whoever you know, you can speak like them or imitate them really good is because of how close you are. You know their voice. You know they're going to talk.
Yeah.
It's the same with our relationship with Christ.
Wow.
Like how we talk about God and how we act about God really can reflect how close we are to him.
But let's talk about this, Philip.
Yeah.
We're talking about intimacy, right?
Yeah.
What do you think is the number one thing keeping us from having intimacy with God?
Ourself? I mean, I look at my own life. I don't know where you're going, but I would say my own life, it's myself.
Yeah.
Or it's the appearance of others.
That's really good.
That's one of my guilty, like, sins. What about you?
For me, it's the busyness of life.
Oh, yeah.
So, honestly, whenever I think about being productive, I think about, oh, I have to be busy doing this, this, and this, and this. And so we think being busy is a good sign, but you know, we could easily be busy with the wrong things in our lives.
Yep.
Oftentimes I will prioritize work, or oftentimes I'll prioritize family and friends, or oftentimes
or the gym.
Or the gym.
I mean, we never want to talk about the gym.
I've been out it.
But we never want to talk about the gym. But it is. We will try to cut you off, but it's like we will prioritize those things that are relatable. I know you love the gym.
So whenever Phil calls me, and we do talk to each other a lot on the phone, 9 times out of 10, where am I, Phil?
You're at the gym.
I'm at the gym. I'm a gym rat.
He's a gym rat for sure.
Well, to my defense, there's nothing else to do sometimes in the afternoon after work whenever I want to work on myself. Yeah. But you're right. It can occupy so much of my time, and I didn't realize how much of my time was being occupied until in January. What we ended up doing at my church is we ended up doing the 14-day prayer and fasting.
Okay.
So I decided to give up certain things. I gave up secular YouTube. So I told myself I wasn't going to log in and watch my favorite car channels, tech channels, random other things that I get into on YouTube. And I also gave up social media. Social media was easy.
Yeah.
Have you ever given up social media?
I have. Yeah, I've done that before, 30-day fast. But, you know, I'll just stop there. I was going to say something about what we do as Christians when we fast. I'll just say it. We are so guilty as Christians to be like, hey, I'm going to fast for 30 days.
Yeah.
So don't post on my wall. And we'll talk about fasting and doing that in public for the view of others another time. But that's what I thought of. But, yes, I've been there.
Yeah,
I've
you've done, been there, right?
Yeah.
One other, the immediate thing that I found out when I was fasting, not so much from social media, because I thought that was easy for me because I've done it before, but when I fasted from secular YouTube, I started feeling that itch, that probe to want to get onto YouTube. Yeah. I even caught myself almost opening the app, and I'm like, just because I had a habit, I do it so much, I was like, what am I doing? So I immediately backed off, but then I realized, this really has my heart and my time and attention. This is what's been keeping me from God. So oftentimes after the gym, I'm logging on to YouTube for a few hours, going on there. I'll be quick to say, I'm not watching anything on Netflix, watching any shows, but hey, guess what? I'll eat up some content on YouTube. That's for sure. Yeah. Every day, every night. Yeah. And when I made that trade-off, I realized, wow, I'm able to give so much more of my time and attention to God. Mm. And it really just realigned.
So it sounds like the good thing, what you're saying is you didn't replace a bad thing with another bad thing.
I didn't.
Because often we're so guilty of that we will replace, if fast, and I guess we'll go here, is that often what we'll do is we'll say, I'm going to replace, I need to fast from social media.
Yeah.
But then what we end up doing is replacing that with something else, rather than the point is to attune our hearts to Christ.
Yes.
The point is to hear from the Lord that he fulfills our need and our desire,
right,
whether that's food, whether that's attention, whether that's time, whether that's love. And so that's what it is. And so it sounds like, you said you didn't do that.
No, I didn't.
You didn't replace it with a bad thing.
I didn't replace it. No. And what you just brought up, because I love what you said, it reminds me of that verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
Yep.
So how much of God are we allowing into what we do in our actions?
Yeah.
Is that being reflected in our everyday walk with God? You know?
Yeah, it's like I've heard you talk about this, so you can share with us more. You talk about you often ask your friends a temperature check.
Mm.
And so why don't you tell me a little bit more
about
this temperature check?
Well, first of all, I'll say I'm very fortunate to be in a position of leadership to lead a small connect group, and we basically go over God's word, of course, with an emphasis on mental health. Mm. And so shout out to my mental health connect group. Y'all are awesome. I love you all. If you're listening right now, I love you. But I will say that a lot of the times, and anybody can relate to this, in our journey with Christ, we will go through struggles. And one of the beauties about connect groups and small Bible study groups is that you can lean on somebody and be vulnerable with them and connect with them and just look for them for encouragement. So if you're not in a small group, I greatly encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of people that ask me, and not just in my group, but outside of my group, outside of different circles, they'll ask me, Arthur, I'm struggling with this. It's eating me up. I don't know how to get over this. It's just painstaking. It's frustrating. And I like to do what's called a temperature check.
Yeah.
Before I even start to say anything, I want to know where you're at. So one of the first things I ask is what is your walk look like with Christ right now? And 9 times out of 10, I'll hear this. Well, I'm going to church every Sunday. I'm in small Bible groups. You know, I go to them once, twice a week. And I just can't seem to find peace in my walk with God at work, whenever I'm at. Like, I'm just struggling. It's just, it's becoming so hard for me to concentrate and live life. And I'm like, okay. My follow-up question to that is, how much time are you spending in God's word every day? And I kid you not, answer is the same time and time again. Oh, well, I don't have enough time to dive into God's word. I've just been really busy. Work has been eating me up. I'm slammed. Yeah. And I don't have time, but I'm going to church and doing this and this. And I'm like, okay. So this is what I'm going to tell you that's helped me out.
Yeah.
You need to spend some time in God's word in order to find his peace. And I know last episode we were talking about peace and just how much we find peace in Jesus, and we find it through his word and his prayer. But that's exactly what intimacy is.
Yeah. Quality time. It's not, and it's, and I think time. What you were saying is, and we're all guilty of, is often we're really good at quantity versus quality.
Ooh.
And I think it's just not a matter of how much, like, I've been there where you're like, I was there Monday night. I was there Tuesday night. I've sat with you. I've done this. Look at past relationships. And I was like, I was present all the time. Mm. Cool. Just because you were present doesn't mean you were really present. Mm. And so we know people who are on their phones when you're hanging out with them and they're like, you're with them physically.
Yeah.
But then they're checking their phone or they're looking behind you or they're doing something else. And so it's about quality versus quantity. But at the same time, it can't just be one time.
Yeah.
So it can't be like, well, I had a really good one time.
One and done and it's over.
It was great, man. I really felt God pull me on the heartstrings. I got really emotional this morning. That will last me for the week. Mm. And it's like, no, we want to make sure that we're seeking God daily, but making sure it's quality time. And so with that, I want to ask you, for you, what does a quality time with the Lord look like?
I love this question. For me, it's prioritizing God's word, my time with God in my day first. Mm. Because guess what? It's going to set the tone for my day.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to think back to the scriptures that I read earlier in the morning, even if it's just one or two verses.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to reflect back on those words of hope whenever I'm going through a hard call with my boss or a hard call with a team member or when somebody just cuts me off in the middle of traffic.
Yeah.
I feel this peace that I can go back to and reference. Because guess what? I realize that I can't do it all in my own strength.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's no way that we have that power. And we weren't meant to have that power. Yeah. We weren't meant to bear all this on ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I approach it. I approach with prioritizing God's word first. Reading his scriptures, I'll put on some good old praise and worship music in the background.
Yeah.
And guess what? I actually have some practical ways, because you might be telling me, oh, Arthur, like, you don't understand. Like, I'm busy and I'm da da da. Okay. Do you have a commute to work? Mm. I'm sure you do. I would challenge you to put on some praise and worship music in your commute to God. In your commute to God. Of course, on your commute to God.
Yeah, right.
But especially in your commute to work.
Yes.
Don't
be closing your eyes in prayer while driving on, you know, the highway.
Yeah, absolutely not. But I challenge you this. I'll tell you this. Turn on some praise and worship and then start praying in the car with your eyes open and start talking to God.
Yeah.
I
would say with that, that's one thing I do. Yeah. So like, that's one thing. I twice a week have to go into Dallas and I live in Fort Worth. And it's like, and when I make that drive,
yeah,
I intentionally pick a podcast, a sermon or something, because I'm going to go, okay, God, I've got a 30 to 45 minute drive, sometimes hour, which is the worst. And it's like, okay, cool. I'm going to listen to that podcast intentionally. So you're using the time, like you said, which commute. I think that's such a great easy challenge, because what you're using is your time and place. Like what you said, for you, you have a time in the morning. I'm going to start the day with God's word.
Yeah.
And I think that's what is, when we look at intimacy with Christ, intimacy in any relationship, you have date nights,
right?
You have regular rhythms where you are going to spend time with someone. And so it's the same with Christ, where you go, hey, when's your date day with Christ? Like, what time are you meeting, sitting down? Because here's the greatest thing is, I love James. One of my favorite verses in there says, draw near to me, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
Yeah.
So the thing is, he's ready.
Yeah.
He's ready for us to draw near. And so it's scheduling that rhythm. It's setting down and going, okay, do you know what? Today, and you're going to have to block out the noise.
That one-on-one time. Because when I've been in relationships, Like, it's not just enough to be in relationship with people in public.
Yeah.
Like, it's not enough to just go to a coffee shop or a restaurant with other people and share that time with that person, because it's no longer intimate.
Yeah.
There's, you need to be able to give your 100% to one thing, one person, and in this case, God. Lord Jesus Christ,
yeah.
In order for you to be able to grow your faith, but also to give you peace in the storms that you're going through.
And I think that's what you just said of that intimate Christ and going through the storms, looking for that peace. It goes back to that verse in John 10.
Yeah.
My sheep know my voice.
Mm, so good.
They know my voice. You're going to have to know, and to know God's voice, you're going to be in the Word.
Yes.
And so you're going to have to be in it to know it, to accept it, and to read it. And yes, wrestle with it. And it's like, it's knowing Jesus' voice and spending that quality time with him.
Yeah. And we emphasize quality time in his word because in Hebrews 4:12, it says that God's word is alive.
Living and active.
Live and active.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says that, and it's
sharper than a two-edged sword. I love that Hebrews 4:12. God's word is living and active, sharper than two any edged sword. So it's this.
It tells us that his word has power.
Yeah,
and power to give us peace, power to get us through our day.
Yeah,
this is not a textbook with just words in it.
Yeah,
this is so much more. It's able to discern just the thoughts, your heart, and everything.
Yep.
So. Yeah, for that reason, we want to emphasize that if you're not already having a schedule plan of reading his word, dive into it.
Yeah.
Dive into it. I promise you that you're not going to regret it.
Yeah. And if you're a guy listening to this, let me just throw this out there. Sometimes the word intimacy for guys, you're like, I don't know what you're really talking about. It's a little scary word. It's okay, though. Like, God wants to be close to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's great, is that we serve a God. We follow a God who not only created us, but he wants to know us. Like, that's one of my things. Like, in this world, I want to be known, loved. My whole life, my three things I've always said is I've always wanted to be wanted, accepted, and loved. Those are three things I think most people want. And so, like, people want to be wanted. They want to be like, I'm so glad you're here. Like, I love how you say, it's not like, here I am, it's there you are.
Yeah.
Like, you say that all the time, and it's like, we want to be wanted. We want to be accepted. We want to be welcomed, and we want to be loved.
Yeah.
And the great thing is, Jesus Christ gives us that. And that's why when we come close to him, so many times in God's word, it encourages us. Yeah. And I think it goes back to, we hear, maybe you know people, I know people, where we're like, man, I just got this encouraging word for God. And if you haven't been with God in a while,
right,
you often can get jealous of that. Like, how come I don't have a word from God?
Yeah.
How come I haven't received this? And it goes back to that temperature check.
I think about the prodigal son, right? That story whenever the prodigal son came back and then the brother felt so jealous. It's like, hey, he was getting all of this, all of the huge party and everything. But yet the brother had been there, didn't leave, did what he was supposed to do, and he just felt jealous. So anyways, that's your point.
I think that's right. I think it's going back to being close to Jesus, choosing to follow him, even when it's hard.
Yeah.
And it's using what we said, using those tools of getting creative. If you have a long drive, great. Maybe for you, it's not the morning, maybe it's at night. I have a friend who, for them, they love to read God's word at night. And the reason why they do that is because they can reflect on the whole day and then go to rest and go, Lord, I just get to lay this all at your feet to go, Lord, I've had the worst day. Yeah. Let me lay it at your feet and trust you this now journal it and then just like word vomit. And then they get to rest and go, God, I'm going to need your strength tomorrow because today was hard, but tomorrow's going to be harder. But guess what? You know what tomorrow holds. And so I'm going to trust you in that. And so it's like, and maybe for you, you need to do both. Like maybe it's start in the morning because you're like, Lord, I had a rough night's sleep.
Yeah.
And it's rough.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to trust you today. And at the end of the day, you get to go, God, here's what you did today.
Yeah.
This verse was marinated in my mind all day.
Ooh.
And here's what I got to see you do.
Yeah. Well, and I love what you were talking about earlier about accepted, wanted, and loved.
Yeah.
Because God's word really sets the standard for all three of those things. And one of the things I know is if we are not immersed in God's word, we'll want to find ourselves accepted, wanted, and loved in all the different wrong places, right?
Yeah.
Our standards are so much lower. It's like we'll gravitate to whatever the world wants us to go to.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just,
we want those quick fixes.
Yeah.
Those quick fixes where it's a drink. We want a relationship. We want someone to be close to. We want we'll often run to those things rather than looking at the greater need and realize that Jesus is that greater need and greater supplier.
That's so good, Phil. Phil, what do you think is like our homework? What can we take away?
Yeah, I would say homework, simple. Let's start very simple, okay? Time and place. Mm. What is your time and place? Nice. What is the time that you're going to spend time seeking God's word, listening to God's word? For you, maybe it's that you're on your drive. You're literally going to literally hear the word of God. ESV, Bible Translation, just dropped like a brand new audio where it's like 12 yeah. different artists, Jackie Hill Perry and a bunch of other people like preaching and reading God's word.
Yeah.
And so like that, and then that place, finding that spot where you're going to go, okay, this is where I know I get in the circle when I get in the spot. I'm going to seek God's face.
Wow.
And so I would say very simple, time and place. And then like maybe as hard a one is do that temperature check. And also to do a temperature check, you're going to have to like ask your friends.
Yeah.
Like go up to your friends and be bold and be like, hey.
They know your blind spots.
Yeah. Like where do you think I'm falling short? Where do you think, not as a, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you in your relationship with Jesus? I hate that question. When I hear someone say, Philip, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good were you following Jesus this week? I was a 0 because I'm never good enough to follow Jesus.
Right.
Like, but the truth is, yes, we should be following him. And so, but ask those friends to be like, hey, where do you see in my life that maybe I'm clinging to something rather than trusting God? And so that's what I would say, too simple. What you want to add anything to that?
I mean, what you just said kind of reminded me of like that verse in Psalms that says, wounds from a friend can be trusted, but kisses from an enemy are deceitful.
Yeah.
So it just reminded me of that. But to add on to the list, I would say definitely not just the honesty part, but also just making sure that you find those times, like Phil was just saying, those times and places in your week with God or in your week with the Lord, like what does that look like? That's I think going to be real key.
One of the things I love, and I'll just throw this out there.
Yeah.
Arthur, you're really good at asking this question. You're really good at saying like, hey, let's set a 5-minute timer. And like you've done this, you and I've been at a coffee shop. We're like, hey, let's just spend 5 minutes reading God's word. And when that timer goes off, I've literally heard you and me both audibly been like, wow, that was fast.
Mm.
So for some people who've never done this before, set a timer, and you're going to see 5 minutes goes by very, very fast.
Oh, absolutely. It just flies by. It's happened each and every single time when we're like midway through what we're reading. We're like, what? 5 minutes has already passed by? I can't even believe it's already.
That's right.
So set apart like 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be 30 minutes, 20 minutes, or anything like that. Start slow.
Yep, start slow. Let's close with this. If you're listening, here's what I want you to do. Maybe on our social media, you post. What's an encouraging word that God shared with you this week? Mm. We always want to encourage one another. Mm. Share on our posts. Mm. Share on our social media. Maybe text us if you know us. Cool. Who cares? You know,
tag us.
Tag us.
Outside church walls.
Yeah. Show us. We want to encourage each other. And so dive in that word.
Yeah.
Make it a priority.
Yeah. Thank you so much again for joining us today with our conversation on intimacy. We know that that word can be scary, but I'm hoping that going forward that it's no longer just a scary topic. It's just an inviting topic, as it should be. Again, thank you all for joining us today. Catch us next week as we're going to be talking about treadmills. I know you're just as confused as I am, but trust me, you're not going to want to miss next week.